Welcome, everybody. This is Roger Bauer, and I want to congratulate you for joining us on this call today. I got a very special guest. Tigo Venturi is one of my Search Engine Ninja students that has done an excellent job with their Albuquerque real estate site, Welcome Home ABQ. And Tigo is going to talk to us today about his experience with internet marketing, search engine optimization, and the real estate market, so forth and so on. Tigo, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing really well.
All right. So let's back up and have you explain to our audience what you do and how you got started in the whole real estate market.
Well, I got started in the real estate market. I was in rep sales for a communications company, and my wife was a realtor, and she recruited me into the business, and I had a technology background, and started using some of that with the internet stuff and kind of understood it and, realized that the web is where it was at. That was about, three, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, everybody's shopping for homes on the web now. That's definitely where it's at.
Right. And what other advertising and marketing strategies and tactics have you guys tried over the last 3 to 5 years? Which ones would you say have been beneficial to the bottom line, and which ones have been total duds?
Well, there's the old school traditional real estate, method of sending out postcards, farming neighborhoods. You do a mailing of, a few hundred to a few thousand postcards to certain neighborhoods. You have to do that over and over and over again to really get any traction. And we've done that, and that was a total waste of money. we've done advertising in newspapers. Have stopped that. That was a total waste of money. We've done the magazine stand, color, real estate, for sale magazines, and had limited success with that, but again, have stopped doing that altogether because it's very expensive and I don't feel there's any bang for the buck.
Right.
The things that we have done that have been successful are, of course, the internet. Marketing our homes and ourselves on the internet, and that's all the difference for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, I talked with Sean Remington the other day, which is, a competitor of yours. And
we're friends and rivals. We work together. I mean, we were actually with the same company. He's with a different company now, but we're all in this together, so.
Right. Yeah, he was talking about the magazine ads and talking about how he was spending, I think he said, $1,200 a month on average for that thing for 3 years, and said he didn't get one sale out of it. So I was like, wow, that's a lot of money to throw down the toilet for, no sales on the back end. And I can imagine the frustration that you guys go through from spending that kind of money and not seeing any return on it. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately in this business, there is a lot of hit or miss marketing out there. And, it's really easy to get sold on, some sort of marketing strategy for real estate because, it's so easy for somebody to say is, well, all you need to do is get one sale and you've paid for it.
Yeah.
Well, if you never get that one sale, you just threw the money away.
Right. And you're always chasing that, just one more sale, and I'll be good. And you keep chasing it, thinking, this is the month, and then the too much month at the end of the money, as they like to say. Okay, so let's talk about search engine optimization specifically. I know that you've gotten a copy of my book and seen some of the videos and all of that. Talk about some of the things that you were doing before you even knew who I was and some of the experiences from reading the book and your takeaways. And I want you to be totally honest. I don't want people to think that I'm trying to lobby a softball there to make me look good or anything like that. If you have complaints.
Before I knew you, Roger, I had read some of the books. I read, some of the, books you can get at Borders on SEO. Did some stuff online. The web designer that I worked with, the webmaster, he had some ideas, and we tried to incorporate that stuff. After reading yours, there was a couple really simple things that I were big takeaways, big ahas from your book were just things as simple as getting the description right on each page, working on links, really working on the blogging. That's been a big part of our, I think, SEO success, and doing all of this stuff consistently, and not trying it for a month or two and then being disappointed because you're not number one on Google.
Right.
Realizing that it's going to take time, and of course, it gets harder every day because there's more and more people, shooting for that number one spot.
Right, and there's only one person that can be number one, so it's
exactly right.
So, would you say
Sean and I battle over it? I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, I have noticed that, and it's kind of funny from my perspective because here I've got a client on one end, and somebody's gone through the training on the other, and it's flattering to me because it tells me that, hey, this stuff works. But at the same time, I see that's not necessarily what I wanted to see. I'd rather have you two guys battling it out than two people I've never heard of or anything like that. But it is kind of funny to see that stuff going on.
Well, there's a third one in town, and she does pretty well, too. And she actually has a full-time person doing her SEO and spends a lot of money on it.
Wow.
Well,
we don't want her finding out about my stuff then, because then
we don't. So right, there's plenty of business to go around.
Yeah. Okay. So at the beginning, back before you started doing any research or any consistent SEO stuff, what were you kind of thinking about SEO? Were you skeptical? Were you apprehensive? Were you being promised a lot of pie-in-the-sky types of things, and, we can get you to Google overnight or front-page Google overnight. Were you getting a lot of that?
Well, at the beginning, no, because a lot of those guys weren't out there yet.
Okay.
At the beginning, that's kind of been a new thing. And I don't know, maybe I just, hadn't gotten hit up by those guys. I started to look into it, and it was the early days of, the SEO explosion, and there was a lot of information out there, and most of it poor. There were a lot of big promises, and the more I, learned about it, from like your book and some of the other stuff I've read, you realize that there's no just quick, simple, get you to the front page in no time flat.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't take me long to realize that if anybody's making those promises, or they're saying they're going to list you on 2,000 different web search engines around the world, you realize right away that they're full of crap because you understand how it works. And I think your book was very good at, describing how Google works, how Yahoo works, what they're looking at. And once you understand it, you can see through those people saying that they'll get you on the, front page of Google overnight.
Right.
Well, I can do that. I just need to sign up for an AdSense account and do it. I mean, anyway.
So how long would you say it took for your website to start, before you started to see results?
It took, depending on which keywords we're talking about, but it took a good year. There were some real market-specific niche things that we ranked with very well right away because nobody else was marketing to those niches.
Right.
So, of course, there was no competition. But to really start getting a real broad search engine results on some of the, the big broad keywords, it took about a year. And it took probably 2 years to really get consistently on the front page of all three search engines.
Now, what impact has that had on your business?
Okay. In 2008, we were, and I say we, it's my wife and myself, we were as a team, as realtors. We were about the 15th, in our company in Albuquerque. That's Keller Williams Realty.
Mm-hmm.
And 2009, we are the number one real estate team for Keller Williams in New Mexico. We did about $18 million in real estate sales in 2009, which is more than anybody else, at least with Keller Williams in New Mexico. And I would say 90% of our leads have been through website search engine, you know, capturing the leads, working the leads that come in. So
that's awesome. That is.
Yeah. It's a huge number. I've actually been working on a business plan and kind of looking at where our business has been coming from. And, it just slaps you in the face that, wow, this all came off the Internet.
That's awesome. I mean, that's, you can't see me, but I'm actually beaming ear to ear because that's the type of stuff I love to hear. And, it's that's what I set out to do when I started my whole business, is to help people like you and your wife experience mm-hmm. that growth that you want and some of that financial freedom that comes along with it. Do you know how much, well, I'm sure you know, but are you willing to share what your revenues were before you started to rank really well on Google and the different search engines?
Let's just say 2008 was a tough year.
Okay.
And 2009 was a breakout year.
Okay.
I mean, in 2008 we were doing okay on search engine stuff, but in 2009 we were not only just doing well on ranking well, we did a much better job capturing the leads. And of course, that's the other part of the business.
Right.
Getting ranked is one thing, but actually converting those into business is obviously the other big part. So
right.
I think we did a much better job in 2009 doing that. That helped a lot, I gotta say.
Excellent. Do you feel as though you have more credibility with prospects within your market because you have a top-ranking website?
That is, if you go on one of my listing presentations, that is my listing presentation.
Okay.
Is that, your home, if you list with us, will be on this website that gets, 500, 600, 700 hits, visitors a day. And it'll be seen by all these people shopping for homes. So from that standpoint, I do use that as a marketing tool and as a point to promote what we do and promote our credibility.
Excellent. So last, I actually have two questions, but the first one is, if you had one piece of advice for fellow small business owners about Internet marketing, what would it be?
It would be, don't expect a lot right away. It takes time. Be patient. Be consistent. And just, keep working it. Don't give up.
Right. Excellent. So, Tego, tell people how they can find out about you and your wife and your business.
Well, visit our website at welcomehomeabq.com or Welcome Home Albuquerque. Even better, Google Albuquerque Real Estate, and we should be one of the top three results.
Excellent. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Rio Rancho Real Estate, which is the other community here, we rank usually one or two.
Right. I know you've got a lot of different top rankings for a lot of different phrases, which I think that's excellent, and it's a testament to your hard work, and you've been persistent about it. Because I've tracked the results as you've gone along, and it's fun to watch. I mean, I know that's not something that people are going to pay money to go watch, how a site climbs the search rankings, but it's really fun for somebody like me because it's a testament to your hard work and that this stuff works. So
it does work, and it's just people that ask me about it, I've seen so many people throw a bunch of money at this and then give up.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time and patience.
Well, Tego, I want to thank you a lot for your time today, and you've shared a lot of good stuff with everybody, and I'm really glad we got to connect as well and let people eavesdrop on the conversation to hear what's going on with you guys, and keep in touch, and best of luck to you and Tracy as you continue to grow the business and stay on top of that Keller Williams chart there. That's excellent.
Yeah, we're shooting for it in 10 also.
So. All right. Fantastic. All right, I'll talk to you again very soon. Thanks, Tego.
Bye-bye.
Bye.